We're in Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Dalad. We are up to Siv Beis. We'll be doing, be completing this Siman as well as the next Siman. Siv Beis. Kol Klei Pishtan Mutar Lachabson. Mi'ikar Adin, you're allowed to wash all linen clothing because they get clean very easily. And there's not much of a tircha. V'lo Nagu came, but that's not our minig. The Mishnah Berurah says that you can be makel with something you absolutely need by way of a non-Jew. And it should not be done in your house. It's something that Ikra Din is mutter, but others are machmer. Where you're not allowed to go and break the rules. Now it's also mutter to give a non-Jew your laundry to be cleaned afterwards, to be cleaned after Yontif. You can give it to him. However, it says not to do it the way you normally do. So I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah would like the idea of walking into the actual, walking into the dry cleaners on Yontif to give something in for after Yontif. Siv Gimel. Mevi'in mi beis ha'umin kelim shein letzorech ha'moed. You're allowed to bring to the professional, you're allowed to bring him kelim that are letzorech ha'moed. Kagon. Korim uksosus, such as pillows and blankets, utzluchios, bottles, aval kelim shein letzorech ha'moed, whereas the kelim that you're not going to need on Yontif, kagon machresha, your plow, otsemra mebeis hatzaba, or wool that you're going to be using for knitting that's coming out of the dyer, emavim, so you're not allowed to bring it. The isser here is not the work. The isser here is actually picking it up, collecting it. Vim ein leumen mayochal. What if this person doesn't have what to eat, so you want to pay him already? But if you pay him, you want to take the object. You're afraid to leave it with him. You should leave him with him. If for some reason you don't trust him, so leave it at the house next door. If you're afraid that it's not safe there either, you're even allowed to bring it to a different chotzer. Generally, we don't want you carrying it from one chotzer to another because that's too much of it's too much before hesia. The whole isser over here is either an isser of tircha or an isser that people are going to think that you gave it to him to fix on Yontif itself, and that he fixed it on Yontif itself. Avalo yevim lebeso el betzina, you should only bring it to your house, betzina meaning where people will not see. So, lemaisa, the halacha is that you can only bring it to your house if you end up bringing it betzina and it's not far away, so there's not tircha and people will not think that it was done on Yontif itself. Yeah, tof kuf lamed hey, sifalof e mefana michotz lechotzer, you're not allowed to move. You're not allowed to move with all of your belongings from one chotzer to another. It used to be that a group of houses around the chotzer was called a chotzer. So going from one house to another in the same chotzer, you're not going through the street. From one chotzer to another, you'd be going through a mavui, which is a street. You're not allowed to move in the street because it's a zilzul in Yontif. Afilo michu'ur lana, even if you're moving from an ugly apartment to a beautiful one. You're not allowed to take the entire apartment's worth of stuff, and also you're not allowed to take anything that you don't absolutely need for Yontif. Certainly you're not allowed to take your belongings from one city to another. From one house to another, where you don't have to go out into the street as mutter. What happens if the streets are situated on a Rishus Arabim? Yesh Omrim Shemibayas Labayas HaSamach Lo Mutter. There's a Yesh Omrim that you're allowed to go from one house to another, even though you are walking out into the street, because it's right next to it. The Bach and the Gra Amachmir even there, and they say that this is called Perhesia. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah really doesn't like the idea so much. Siv Beis, V'misyar Machas Genevet, says the Ramah, what if you're really afraid that it's going to be stolen? B'chotzer shedarsham mutter afilu michotzer lechotzer mishtamer v'afilu miyaliyir b'dover ovid shari. If you're really afraid that you're going to end up losing your money, you can go and move it out to wherever you want to. Siv beiz yesh matir lefanos michotzer shel acher lechotzer shelo afilu minol lechura. If you're living with somebody else and you want to move out to your own place that is mutter and cholamoid according to this Yesh Matirim, even if your own home is not as nice as the one you're living in, but it's your own, and that's mutter. Whereas if you're moving into an apartment that you're only renting, it doesn't help. That not. But if it's your own mamish, then you're allowed to. So if it turns out that you're allowed to, you're able to move out of the house, of the place you're staying and move into the place that is your own on Chol HaMoed, that you're allowed to do because of Simchas Yantif. Siv Gimel, Hazevel Shebechotzer, the fertilizer, which is often the animal excrement that is left in the fields. Also Lohotzi, you're not allowed to take it. El Yisal Kenel Itzdod, and push it to the sides. The animals end up finding it mous and it ruins their food. So you're allowed to move it to the side. Dim Nisraba Chenasa Chotzer Karefes, whereas if it ends up looking like an animal pen, then Motzin also La Ashpa. So then you're allowed to actually take it out to where they used to collect all of the garbage, and people actually took their fertilizer from there. So only if it's really gotten out of hand. Otherwise, it's awesome.